Blind River's B. Jensen Pavilion was dedicated and officially opened Thursday evening to a large crowd celebrating the community commitments of the woman who died 2 years ago. The pavilion is located on the popular Sellers Beach in the community, and on Thursday evening it shone in bright sunlight and warm temperatures while children swam offshore enjoying the weather. In a solemn and joyous occasion, the pavilion was opened to the large crowd that numbered in the hundreds. It celebrated B. Jensen's numerous contributions to Blind River through volunteer work, working as a teacher and advocate for teachers and children's rights, and as the organizer of the popular senior games, which operated for 14 years. The event master of ceremonies was Rotary President Robert McAllister. Rotarian Mark Whitmore talked about the work needed to proceed with construction of the pavilion and fundraising efforts to make it successful. In all, some 70 donors contributed to it with cash donations and in-kind help. Among the largest donors was the Cameco Uranium Refinery and Community Living, which donated $5,000 each to the project. Eventually, donations from the public fundraiser amounted to about $32,000 for the project. B. Jensen was involved with numerous organizations, including NSHN Blind River Foundation Auxiliary Board Member, Rotary, Golden Birches Terrace Council, Union Representative for AEFO, Paroisse Sainte Famille Church Committee Member, and Canvasser for Heart and Stroke Foundation, Cancer Foundation and Kidney Foundation. Her greatest love and passion was organizing the Blind River Senior Games. It was her husband Ross who gave the most heartfelt speech about his wife. Ross said the work B did in Blind River for a number of organizations in Blind River meant she was an angel without wings during her lifetime. "Now you have wings," he said in his tribute. Those attending were also welcomed by popular band Women in Song, playing their own songs along with songs by popular artists. A long lineup for those attending were served free hamburgers and jumbo hot dogs courtesy of the 17 restaurant, and they managed to provide a long line of attendees with food and beverages.